We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, everybody? Wednesday morning in the District of Columbia. Busy, busy show. Kevin Durant is a monster. We already knew that. There might be a new name of the Washington football team someday, somewhere. Who knows? We're going to talk to Ben Standing of The Athletic about that at 10:45.
Benjamin.
They just did a really cool, kind of thorough, in-depth look at the process of getting a new name.
And it's not as simple as a lot of people think.
I agree with that. And I also got to tell you, a lot of these names suck.
Yeah.
11 o'clock. We're going full phone lines. I know how passionate people get about the name change stuff. It's your time to weigh in. Gambit DC listener lines will be wide open. A lot of NFL quarterback nonsense I want to discuss. Derek Carr says he'll never play anywhere but Oakland or Vegas. GTFO. Go to the moon with Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
with
if they
that.
Cut you and somebody else offers you some money, you're going to say, no.
Yeah.
Want to just play here.
Yeah.
Man, don't be a damn fool.
I don't buy that for a quarter of a second. Yeah. High noon. Ben White joins the program. Is inflation real? We're going to find
Another
that
Benjamin.
Out. Another Benjamin. Correct.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock. Steve Sands from the Golf Channel will join us.
Fancy.
A full U.S. Open preview. Then at 1:30, we'll have our U.S. Open draft, which kind of already started because Lamphill,
we might get some football talk
Lamphill couldn't keep it in his pants, basically.
Huh?
Keep it in your pants, Lamphill.
What?
You and Lamphill couldn't wait till today.
We may get some football talk from Steve, though. You know, Steve loves his Washington sports.
You know what we have to ask Steve when we have him on?
The name?
No.
What?
You know who else he loves is Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
And the fact that Trotz is still coaching and
I don't want to talk about Trotz right now. They lost my damn parlay last night. I mean, they could at least lose 3-2 and it was a 5.5 was the over under and I would have won, but no, they lost 4-2.
Let's
the hell.
Start though with the hoops last night. We got plenty of football discussion to come, but I mean, these games are getting so good. The Bucks, Charles Barkley went in on them about just how dumb they are. But
he picked them to win the title.
Yeah, so did I. I was so happy for Durant because I think a fair amount of the kind of pressure and heat he gets, he brings on himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he responded last night in such a major way. That shot late in the game, I retweeted it this morning. I mean, it was just drops 50. It was just an epic performance.
Well, you know, Shannon Sharp is the president of the LeBron James fan club.
And that's a reasonable place to be. But LeBron's great.
But hold on. No. I watched a thing yesterday. He was like, if people are saying that Kevin Durant is the best player now, that he has to do everything by himself. So I was thinking back, like, I don't think LeBron won many titles by himself. I think when he won his titles, he was basically on some of these super teams, as you call them. The first two, for sure, he was on a super team. So all of a sudden now, well, Kevin Durant, he was with, when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, I want people to understand, he was the best damn player on that team. He won the MVPs those 2 years. It wasn't the other
Finals
guy.
MVP,
yeah. He won that because he took over and when it counted. But I see how people like to, like, have this revisionist history where they forget about how things really worked. But KD, bald last night.
Father Duckers act like they forgot about Dre.
And I got a text from the president of the Giannis fan club at halftime. Like,
are we naming names or no?
Chris Miles.
Yeah, all right, good.
he said, King Giannis. So I didn't respond. And then, you know, I fell asleep before the game was over. And then I checked it last night, and I wanted to respond last night when I checked it. But I said, no, I'll wait. So I checked it. I sent some stuff this morning. He said, oh, man. I say, can't finish. I say, he disappeared in the fourth quarter. Yeah, man, he was awful. And he didn't check Kevin Durant. He can't check Kevin Durant. He's too stiff to take care of Durant. Kevin can take
I don't him. Know that anybody can check Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like Giannis is a freak, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's 7 feet. You know, Kevin, what, 6'10", 6'11"? But he has handles. He can pull up from anywhere. And I really believe it's like Giannis has to take another step to begin to get in. Like, who was it last year was saying all
but
these?
Can I say
James Harden said all these shots come from 5 feet.
Let's add that Durant also had 17 rebounds and 10 assists.
Well,
we throw
up.
Parades around here for triple doubles, and the knock on Durant is that all he can do is score. Is that he's even though he's so elite at his one dimension, that's what he does.
He had a 50-point triple double.
He had a triple double last night.
Listen, and one thing I've started to pay attention. Kevin Durant seems to hear a lot of stuff that's said in the media. I wouldn't be surprised if he heard Shannon because Shannon was like, he's gonna have to get like double digit rebounds and also assists. Check, check, check. So he answered that last night.
He answered any criticism.
He's
going
to have to answer going forward, too. But what I'm saying, that dude, you say he dropped 50. He had, what, 17 and 10? Hell. He did everything which comes to
And a lot got made about Harden coming back. Harden had 5 points.
Harden was awful. You could tell he couldn't really go. He couldn't do a lot of things.
Alex Smith played in the Eagles game, and they needed him to play so that they could win the division? And Alex gave them everything he had, which was enough, but he was very clearly not shouldn't have been out there.
Uh-huh.
That was the Harden performance last night.
Yeah, yeah. But it just, you know, when you watch a player who does so much like a Harden when he's on. But last night I was watching, he was being cautious. He didn't want to make any sudden moves. He didn't even want to just jump. His jump shot was about half of the way he normally jumps.
He
normally had that double-double. Jeff Green.
Sure. Jeff Green dropped 27.
Jeff came to play, and I think in the beginning of the game, what was it, when I was looking at Ernie and Charles and all them talk pregame, they were saying, you know, everyone talks about Kevin Durant, but, you know, Kevin Durant has a bunch of veteran players who understands the moment. And Jeff Green and those guys have been in those moments before, and they will have to come out and play. Well, the former Hoyas, Jeff damn sure came out to play.
He did.
He came out to play, and I think Kevin needed what he gave him last
night. Hell yeah.
Because listen, bro, in the first, like, quarter, I could have built the house off all the damn bricks they were shooting. Bro, they were
missing. It looked bad early.
They were missing the whole rim hitting the backboard. Bam! I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And it wasn't just Blake Griffin, yeah, I don't know what his jump shot. He hit something later on. But damn, they were.
Blake ended up
shooting.
With 17 points, but it was a little rough early.
Yeah,
he was a -4. Plus
he had
minus.
17 bricks early. It was killing me. I'm like, damn, and these are NBA players? Hell, JP, myself, Landfill, and Cody could do that.
That seems like a bold claim, but perhaps.
We can knock it off the backboard as hard as they were, I'm sure.
Dude, but you still have these tweets, and this is from our guy Titus, who's a big time P1. We love you, Titus. But he says, I'm sorry, B. Mitch, if you join a team that beat you last year in the playoffs to go win a championship, it's not a good look, even though he got a ring next to it.
Man, you can say what you want to say. This is professional sports. Everybody else was joining teams and were joining super teams. You can't knock him for that. That's what the hell this day and age athlete is. So you can't judge him and don't judge anybody else. So let's be real. When LeBron went down to join D-Wade and Chris Bosh, he went to somebody else's team. He was supposedly the best in the league. So if you can't knock that, don't knock KD.
I love players that try to stick it out in one place and build that way, but it's certainly not the way of the NBA, and increasingly it's not the way of any sport. It's just kind of not happening that way in the NBA.
It's, if everybody else is doing it a certain way, you're going to eventually have to fall in line. Just like all the pitchers were using the growth hormone, that's why the batters started grabbing all other stuff, you know? So, like, right now, we'll get into this one day, where the guys say the reason he's hurt is because they had the sudden change. They couldn't use certain substances.
Yeah. It's the same as the home runs.
And when you change it on me, now I'm hurt.
Well, it's the same as the home runs.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean, everybody knew everybody was taking steroids, still just got way too over the top.
It became a problem after they got all of the press off of it.
Despite the fact that Kevin Durant and Jeff Green are local guys, there was a little local NBA news yesterday also that Bradley Beal got named third team All-NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't get too excited about third team All-NBA. I think it's great. He had a great season. I'm happy for him.
You got to remember, dude.
But I saw the tweet, and that was enough content for me.
I get excited about it because they only choosing three people per position. And when you look at that, it's 15 players that basically make the All-NBA team. Okay? It's a lot of damn people in the league. And what happens on top of that? Ching, ching, you get extra dollars. All-NBA gets you paid, brother.
For sure.
It gets you paid.
I remember John Wall got his one, I believe only All-NBA season, and then had his contract the next year.
Yeah.
And what an albatross that thing is.
When you look at it, it's like if there were people that were not on that list that you could think should be.
We had Brian Scalabrine on the show yesterday, and we talked kind of at length about, I think it's been kind of annoying how much injuries have been a factor in this playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the news this morning, both these relatively breaking news stories, Lamphill?
Yes.
With Kawhi Leonard and Chris Paul?
Kawhi Leonard, many people believe the best all-around player in the draft.
You and I both picked him, both picked the Clippers yesterday.
Yes.
Because it just looked like Kawhi was going to enter that zone where he was for Toronto a couple of years ago.
If he's not playing,
what is
I
the
don't
injury?
Know.
What is that situation, Lamphill?
A knee.
I think it's a knee.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying he was hurt the other night.
He hurt himself in the waning moments of the game. He stayed in for a little bit. He didn't finish the game. But I saw him after the game doing the post-game thing, and he didn't seem like it was a problem. Now they're saying he's going to miss the night and probably would miss the rest of it. And then I
don't think the Clippers can beat the Jazz without Kawhi.
No. Then you go to Chris Paul, and, hell, he's in the protocol now. But I just think back to
– how did Paul get in the protocol?
That's what – I read the story. There was nothing to say why or what. But I remember LeBron went to a movie premiere, right? It was a tequila premiere. Something he was involved with, and that was against it. But they let him play, so why Chris Paul can't play? Just like when Chris Paul tried to go to the Lakers, the NBA said nope, not happening.
The NBA really hates Chris Paul because they wouldn't let him go to the Lakers. I mean, what? That was back with Kobe, right?
Yeah.
How long has Chris Paul been in the NBA? I swear he was in college when I was in college.
Long time.
So what is the story? So they're saying if Paul is vaccinated, it'll be a shorter absence.
But if he's vaccinated, shouldn't he be able to play?
I'll say this, man, and Lord knows we don't want to get a vaccination conversation going. We tried that one day, and it was something. More and more, I think these players are going to recognize the advantages of being vaccinated. And you can argue the disadvantages if you want. I'm not here to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vaccinated. I find it to be very advantageous. I don't have to wear a mask anymore, and I think I'm very thankful for that.
I just say, until you're running the business that you're working for, the people you work for decide what the rules are going to be. So you can think what you want to think. And that's just as simple as you put it. If you're not setting the rules, you might want to just do along what they need to do. Because if they say, well, you can't come to work until... you can't go to damn work.
Right. And I think a lot of information's come out about the NFL's vaccination rates, and it seems like it's roughly around 50% for players and up over 90-95% for staff and coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I think by the time we get to July, and some of it is the league and the union have to come to some sort of an agreement.
The staff and coaches are normally older, And also they work under a different set of rules. The players are younger who think they're invincible. And then they have that leaning on where you got to come up with a plan. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, the people that are in control of the league and the union will understand the benefits. We just went through a year of games not being played and the fans not being able to be there. They are not going to go back through that, I promise you, at all. they're not going back to that.
It had been a while since we heard B. Mitch's phone. Don't you think, Landfill? I feel
it's
like you're on
phone,
a hot streak.
It's the computer that is connected with the computer. So, and the computer goes off, the phone doesn't go off.
I think you're right. I think when we get to late July and teams start going back to training camp, I think those numbers will creep higher. I think as players realize, oh, man, I don't have to do all this other stuff, and we can just be in meeting rooms like we used to, I think that will be a sea change. I just think right now people maybe don't realize the advantages, and I think the advantages are real.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You and I are both vaccinated, so you and I clearly see it. Everybody's got his their own opinions, though. I don't want these playoffs have been so good. Not having Kawhi Leonard changes it pretty dramatically.
Yeah, it does.
I think they're a legit title team. Watching Durant, though, was so fun to the point where
I think
the Nets are going to win it all.
They are a true playoff team with the Clippers, but if those three people are healthy in Brooklyn, they're going to win it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Kyrie just,
if they got two healthy ones, they're going to win it.
Kyrie rolled his ankle, and it looked tough, but that's a rest, and you're probably okay.
Yeah, but it was like...
It was gross.
It was serious.
You cringe when you watch that.
Yeah. I did that once. Real young then, but you know, back then, you sprain your ankle when you're young at 1 o'clock, and then at 1:15, you're healthy.
Right.
You're ready to go again. So.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bad ankle, but I'm not going to compare myself to Kyrie Irving.
Just saying a lot about that.
Yeah. So, Brian, you're not going to believe what's going on in Cody Betts' life.
What's that?
And we intentionally wouldn't let him tell you because I want you to react live on air. Landfill had two really good suggestions to kind of help out Cody Betts and his family. They have a legit situation, and my suggestion was a BB gun. That's Landfill's suggestion was a shotgun. So just to give you an idea of like...
Well, shotgun could get a lot of stuff at one time.
Yeah.
You don't have to really aim.
Also get you in a lot of trouble. Depending what you're aiming at, it could get you in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
And we need... You are a person that is fairly aggressive, but also quite intelligent. So we need your reaction to what Cody Betts should do to... What's the accurate way to protect his property?
To handle the situation.
To handle the situation.
All right.
We're going to get into that next, right here, B. Mitch and Finley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What song is this, Landfill?
The name of the game.
Is this a wrestling thing?
No, it's a Crystal Method thing.
Okay. The world needs to simplify contracts, man. Like, if you have to sign something, just make it so I can do it on my phone, please. Now, B. Mitch has an app I think we're going to be able to use.
Everybody can't do that, so not yet.
I know. I get it. Listen, we have a real issue. I don't know where he's going. Cody Betts, this is your time. Cody Betts has a real
problem. He's running.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be running somewhere. So Cody Betts was telling me in Landfill this morning about this problem he's having at home. And it's a real thing. And I was like, you know what? Don't tell B. Mitch. I want to get B. Mitch's reaction live on air, what you should do. I think Landfill has the best idea so far, but that doesn't mean there aren't better ideas out there. Cody Betts, take it away.
All right. And you guys have heard the story, so if I forget anything, just fill in the details. B. Mitch, I need to know what you would do if you're at your house and there's somebody that's in your neighborhood that brings their dog to your house and specifically lets the dog rip up your yard every day.
Show them the picture, because the picture's
bad. Your neighbors...
I don't know. Doesn't live on my street. Comes to our house specifically and lets their dog rip up our yard.
And they live on a dead end.
So you know who the person is?
Like their name and stuff? No.
I mean, just who they are.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
You haven't checked them yet?
So my mom asked nicely one time, hey, can you not? Hey, we're trying to, you know, we got a yard here, trying to plant some grass. Kept doing it. Dad asked nicely, kept doing it. Mom had a run-in with them. She was out watering the plants and stuff during the middle of the day. He comes by and lets the dog just stand in the yard and, like, enticing my mom. So she turns around, sprays him with the water hose. Like, get out of the yard. Like, what are you doing? The guy scurries off or whatever. Yesterday, they have another run-in.
Look, he texted the pictures. You see?
And she...
This is the dog ripping up their grass.
And this guy starts cussing at my mom and yelling at her.
I'm whipping his ass.
Yeah, but he only does it when I'm not home or my dad.
Well, what he's trying... I mean, he's obviously... trying to instigate something.
But there's no reason to.
Well, why is he mad at your family?
We don't know.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about it is you have proof that the dog is messing up your yard.
Yeah, we got it on the ring.
You've asked him several times to stop. Okay, just so you don't get in trouble. Because, see, like I said, I whoop his ass. You might want to just call the proper authorities and let them know what's happening. And then let them deal with it.
We called them, or she called them yesterday. And they said that there's nothing we could do at the moment, so they put up no trespassing signs, and now they can do something in case he comes back, which he said he's going to do every day from now on.
That's what he said?
He said, we got it on the recording, I'm going to come back every day now and do it.
So this dude thinks he's a badass?
For some reason. But his dog looks like a little bit more of a rat than my dog, and I have a little chihuahua.
Well, the thing about it is... This is the point, all right?
So what can he legally do? I don't know, you can just go kick somebody's ass.
The authorities came and told him, now they put it up, they can do something to him. He says he's going to come back every day.
Isn't that like menacing behavior at that point?
It is.
Like, I was thinking about like a restraining order. You're in my yard. What are you going to do next?
If anybody has advice, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
Sometimes you got to restrain them yourself.
So... I know you fairly well. I legitimately think you would at least offer to kick this guy's ass, right? You would tell him, do it again, I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, I'm like, listen, bro, this is my yard. I don't want you in my yard. You ignore me. Now the authorities put down a no trespassing sign, and you say I'm coming back every day. You're basically thinking you could do what the hell you want to do. Well, he must be an idiot, a damn fool, or off his rocker.
Right, and you see the one picture. It's a sidewalk that goes nowhere. There's zero reason to be on this sidewalk. Zero.
Uh-huh.
And you see the picture of the yard just destroyed.
Yeah, he.
Like, I get off work at 10 o'clock on Friday. I work with the Junks. Mm-hmm. I'm going home, and I'm sitting in the front yard all day waiting for this guy to come by. I'm waiting for him. Because he refuses to come by because I guess he walks by the back first or something. He sees our cars aren't there. He only sees mom's cars there. And then he walks by the front.
What you do?
You really think he's doing all that?
He said it on tape.
Dude, park the car somewhere else.
And wait for him.
And still be at home. But now,
would you 100% roll up on this dude?
Yesterday, I was ready. I was ready. I was sitting, because I was fuming. I watched the Zoom thing.
But the ring. So he said all this stuff on air.
Yeah.
On the thing.
To my mom.
The police can see this.
Right, but there's nothing. But what are they going to do?
But first of all, see, that's the one thing about it. And listen, if any police officers out there, please call in, because I hate that one thing. We can't do anything now. Why not? Why you got to let something go down before you do something? That is why you're here, the police. And police doesn't mean, oh, I just come in when something has happened. You know, just like when I had an issue at my house with some fox, I called the county. We can't do anything. I say, oh, so I got to let them attack my kids before you come here. So I'll take care of myself, okay? And that's the whole thing about it. Why, if they know someone is doing, like JP said, menacing stuff, why do they have to wait? Because all of a sudden, if you whoop his ass or he does something stupid, then they come. Well, you could have stopped this from the beginning.
Let's go to the phones. Gambit DC listener lines are open if you have advice for Cody. I think Lanville had a really good piece of advice, but let's go to Dan in Sterling on the Gambit DC listener lines. Dan, what's up, man? What's your Cody
do? Hey, it's Stan in Sterling here. I had similar situation a couple years ago. Borrowed a friend's Rottweiler and let him tear the dog up.
I mean, nature versus nurture. It's not a bad idea, Dan.
Nature versus nurture?
Listen, let the dogs handle it.
But now you said nature versus nurture.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this dork that's ripping up his yard is used to being nurtured. Let nature handle that
there
thing.
Yeah, let a big dog.
What kind of dog
charge.
Is this?
Not
yours, Dan. Sorry. Thank you for the call. What kind of dog is ripping up the yard?
Like maybe a greyhound, a little baby greyhound or something.
I don't want to see a baby greyhound get hurt. The problem is the guy.
The guy.
I'm not blaming the dog.
And he brings his wife around, too, and she likes to run her mouth, too.
What is she saying?
I can't say the expletives that she was saying.
What'd she say?
I'll tell you off air.
Give me an idea. Tell us what it rhymes with.
Ducking.
Yeah, but like, she's saying, like, my dog could come in your yard.
Basically, and then talk.
And there's nothing you can ducking do about it?
Insulting my mom. Like, as if she knows my mom.
Well, that is where... Where people are different. You talk trash to my mama, male or female, I'm stepping to you.
And I'm waiting for him because I'm going to wait and I'm going to say, I'm waiting for you to call me the name you just called my mom. Because I don't think he'll do it. And that one rhymes with Stitch.
Oh, I understand.
He called your mom a Stitch?
Yes. See, and
his ass should have been whipped yesterday.
Yeah, dude.
He doesn't come around when we're there. I'm waiting.
Young dude, I'm old dude, you. What?
Probably
big,
in his 50s.
Small?
No, in his 50s, little dweeby little dude.
You need to bury him. I didn't know he called your mom a Stitch.
Man, no. I'll try to send you the ring video.
I don't want to see the ring video. I'll get very angry.
Oh, yesterday I was sitting outside my yard waiting.
All right, we got plenty of calls on this. Let's go to line one. Matt Stafford is calling from Los Angeles. Hello, Matt. What's your advice for Cody Betts?
Hey, what's going on? We just got done breaking down some film in the film room there.
All right.
Hey.
What do you think Cody should do?
Cody, the situation will just continue to escalate because the guy, he's definitely, something's wrong with him. So you want to limit interactions with him as much as you can. So you're going to park the car somewhere else, wait till he comes by, and just level with him. Be like, why are you being so weird? You know, there's something wrong with you. Please stop.
Matt, I love you. That is not going to get it done in this situation. but thank you. You can't level with this loser. We're going to tweet out a picture from the B. Mitch and Finley account of the yard. So Robert asked for a picture. We're going to get that done. Noble on Twitter says, where does Cody live? I'll go by and wait for dude to come by and kick his ass for Cody. So you got people. You got
thank
people
you guys.
On the
I mean,
streets.
That, I mean, that actually means a lot, honestly. I love you guys. That's crazy. You don't disrespect my mom.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Oh, no. See, right then,
I didn't know about
dude
the Stitch.
Got his ass whipped. Right. I'm just being straight up.
Let's go to Elvis in Southern Maryland. Elvis, what advice you got for Cody Betts?
What's up, Cody? Hey, I'll go in Landfill, get the shotgun, sit on your porch with no shirt on, your overalls, just sit there, clean the gun for a couple days. Sit there, wax your new shotgun. Eventually, he'll just stop coming around.
Not a bad idea. Thank you, Elvis. We appreciate you, buddy.
Clean the shotgun while you're drinking from a jug of whiskey, too. That'll just enhance it.
You got to be careful with that one.
Jason on Twitter says, I know a 6'5" Samoan built like a brick you-know-what available for hire. A spot in a foursome and a bottle of lemonade. Problem solved. So we can basically get you a hitman.
We'll get you a foursome, and I got the lemonade.
Sure. Let's go to Matt in Mechanicsville. Matt, you're on the Gambit DC listener lines. Any advice for Cody Betts in this dog problem?
Yeah, that's Pat. Pat in Mechanicsville.
Hey, Pat.
What I do is, how you doing? What I do is I get a high power, a powered pressure washer, and he comes over there, and I'm going to light him up. And then if that don't do the trick, I'll go get a paint gun, and when he comes over there, I'm going to light him up again. Have a good one.
Thank you, Pat.
He'll be a multicolored, whatever the hell he is.
Let's try Jenny in Chantilly. Jenny, you are on with B. Mitch and Finley. What do you got for Cody Betts?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Jenny?
I never call in, but I got to say two things. First of all, you can't match crazy with crazy because that's just asking for trouble. Second of all, that guy who called in and said to use the Rottweiler on the dog, it's not the dog's fault that this stuff's happening, so don't get the dogs in trouble.
I agree
with
that.
It's the dude's fault. It's his issue.
Well, let the Rottweiler eat the dog, eat the dude up then.
I don't think I have too much of a problem with that, but then the Rottweiler gets put down, so.
Yeah, but the whole thing about it is, so if that's the case, this is when I was not saying with the people that won't be sensitive, why the hell the authorities don't stop it before it gets to a point like that?
I think Landfill had a really good idea. You want to put your good idea out and not your shotgun idea?
I mean, I feel like the shotgun was a solid idea, but I
when the dude said just stay out, you were suggesting that he shoot the dude. I think that's a bad idea.
Don't shoot the dog. People will get upset. If you shoot the guy, you know, people will think it's reasonable.
I want to be clear that I am not advocating Cody shoot any human.
It's probably not a good idea either.
Yeah, yeah.
You had another idea that I think is good.
All right, I think the real idea is you got to get a speaker. You know how, like, dogs can hear at higher frequencies than humans can?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to get a speaker.
Like the dog whistles.
Right, and put it in that area, and whenever the dog comes around, just play the thing.
There you go.
The dog will go nuts.
That's a legit good idea.
And if that guy keeps bringing that damn dog around, then guess what? He needs to be put down.
The guy will go, the dog will go crazy, and the guy will want to leave.
I felt differently until I knew the guy called Cody's mom a stitch.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing about it. And I think ultimately, listen, sensibility left when he called my mom the stitch.
Yeah.
Okay? And I understand matching crazy with crazy. Sometimes you can solve crazy by just showing them you're going to beat the hell out of them.
LLA on Twitter says, tell Cody I will pull up and handle it. Listening to this over the radio has me fuming. It's only one way to handle these situations, the B. Mitch way.
You got to pull up sometimes, baby. That's just straight what it is.
Last call, Ben in Germantown has a perhaps reasonable, physical, violent situation. Ben, what's up, dude?
Yes, sir. I say, and this is something I do all the time when I got a problem with somebody. You show up with two sets of boxing gloves, one for him, one for yourself, and you say, we're handling this right now.
How often do you do that, Ben?
That's my advice. I don't often have to do this, but if I do, I always have two sets of boxing gloves. We're doing this.
You just have them in your car?
You know what, Ben? You take me back to my young days.
Sir.
When my brother came to the house talking this stuff one time, my dad said, so you think you can beat me? Brother, come on, dad, I'm good with these. They put the gloves on. And my dad beat the hell out of my brother. So I go to college at 18. I come back. I'm a little yoked up. He threw me the glove. I slapped him to the floor. I'm not falling for that dude.
No. Thank you for the call, Ben. Cody, I think the dog whistle's a good option. I also
the dog whistle and then the boxing glove.
You kind of just have to beat this dude's ass, though.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you to everybody that is responding. I do appreciate it.
All right.
But this is real life stuff sometimes. So. The thing
is,
what on earth makes another person think you could just go to somebody else's yard and disrespect them? Like, I got a buddy of mine telling me about this lady. Her dog poops on this other person's yard all the time, but they never have bags.
Better get some bags.
Well, I tell you, I know the dog doesn't control everything, but I have a little dart gun. Poop. I'm country. I have a little dart gun, and when he's dropped a little bit of his poop,
You have a dart gun?
Oh, hell yeah. And I make little pop guns, Chinese ball guns, too. You know what a Chinese ball is? Little bit of green things. You get your hose pipe, cut it off, you get your stick, and you make it to where it has pressure, and you can shoot them out.
All right. That was Homemade Gun Talk with B. Mitch and Finley.
That's just a little deterrent.
When we return, speaking of deterrents, this could get wild, too. Maybe not as wild as Cody's situation on the home front. The Athletic did an in-depth look at possible name changes for the Washington football team. I kind of think they all stink. We want to hear from Ben Standig explaining the process, and then from you guys, where are you at on a new Washington football team name. All that, much more, Bemidji and Finley. Ben Standig, follow him on Twitter, at Ben Standig. Benny boy, what are these new names you have found, and tell us how you found them?
So if it's like looking for a change around my house, you know, underneath seat cushions, you never know what you're going to find.
You found a lot of junk on the seat cushions.
I mean, look, in my 20s, that's how I often paid rent, was whatever was in the seat cushions, trust me. It's almost been a year now since this name change took place. And when it happened, like everybody else, it was a stunning development for me, somebody who grew up here with this team name. But beyond that aspect of it and started reporting, it became, okay, well, what happened now? And in going through this, speaking to branding experts at the time and some others, you know, you kind of learned it's not just as simple as saying, all right, well, today we were this and tomorrow we were that. Now, eventually it becomes that way if you actually spend time pondering what the next name would be, which is something this organization didn't do or hadn't done at that time. So when it came clear to me that waiting was the best approach, and then they obviously chose to do that when they went with the placeholder name of the football team, or at least the placeholder name for now, we think, I wondered, as somebody who likes to do mock drafts, could you do a mock simulation of this process? Could you go through as much as you could and figure out what is actually going on over in Ashburn? And that's kind of what we did with The Athletic, with Tariq Al-Bashir. We had a branding expert take us along for the ride. We convened panels, one that sort of represented the organization, and then one that represented, you know, a test market fans type thing. And we went through all the factors. What's important? What should this name represent? Does geography matter? Do you want it to be something hip or something traditional? And then we went through the names. They went, the branding experts kind of took us through the process of the legal aspect, all the other hurdles that come into play. And, you know, from that, yes, they did ultimately land on some names, which wasn't really the point of the article. It was about the process. But, yeah, they did land on some names. And I guess I would say, based on the reaction to those names, it exactly is the point of the article, which is to say nobody is going to be happy with any name they come up with. And in a lot of ways, it's just going to come down to, does this team win or not? People will embrace a winner. And if they don't, the name will probably not resonate with anybody, because people are so connected to the last one.
See, Ben, that's exactly what I've been saying the whole time. And I say, no matter what the damn name is, if you start winning, people will fall in love with it. Listen, right up in Baltimore, when they first named that team the Ravens, everybody wasn't in love with that. It's a damn blackbird, okay? What is it scared? What is it threatened? Nothing. But when they started winning, then all of a sudden you had something to lay your hat on, something to be prideful about. And all these people that say, oh, it has to be this name, has it? BS. It has to be whatever the name is going to be, then the pride is going to come from the performance on the field. So all the name talk, all that crap they doing over there, until you start winning, it's all for nothing.
Right, for sure. I mean, we see so many of the names that exist that people respect, like, what have you. If you really look at what they are they really that interesting of a name, or have you just associated with a city or a team because either A, they win, or B, you're just used to it? And these are things when you pick something new, like they're going to do one way or the other here at the beginning of next calendar year, then that it's going to be new and it's going to be weird. And just based on that alone, people won't like it. And then, yeah, if they're not winning, even, you know, we'll see what happens this season, of course. But yeah, winning changes a lot. Look, obviously in this town, the Wizards is a name that people just do
still
not
hate.
Like. Let's, right.
And that's let's 20 years old now, right?
Right, right. So people have, but the other component is, you know, they've been a largely irrelevant NBA team. No disrespect to anybody involved. I think we can all agree on that. That they largely have been, but if they had been a contender for most of these last, you know, 10, 20 years, whatever it is, it's not so much that the name would be like, wow, what an amazing name. But be like, all right, well, you know, we've moved on with it. Now we associate it. And like the way Brian was saying, the way with the Ravens, we associate with Ray Lewis and a defense that won a Super Bowl, not with a team that, you know, a highlight has been one, you know, it's been like a second round appearance over the last 40 years.
So One quick thing I wanted to ask you. I believe you just said you think there will be a new name in 2022.
Yeah, my understanding, having gone through this, and we also did talk to Jason Wright and some others in the organization to get a sense of what's happening, that, yeah, at some point early in 2022, it sounds like they'll come up with a name or at least announce it or around that point. That'd be my guess. I'm not sure if that's January, March, or what have you, but okay, somewhere I was thinking that range.
I think basically say it's not going to happen this year.
We know that, but I think if they win 11 games this year and win a playoff game, I think that could make a dramatic impact on rolling out a new
name. If they win 11 games and win a playoff game, people are going to start loving football team.
Right. I totally agree with that.
If they mess around in the NFC Championship game, they're going to be saying, if you change the name, we'll kill you.
Right.
I mean, it's all everybody that said they're not superstitious, it's superstition.
I think you're totally right on that. And I actually wonder if that's more of a potential fly in the ointment, because one thing that's also clear about this is it isn't like we all view it as what's the name of the team. When we look at the NFC East standings, we'll see Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and what, right? But I think there is more to it than them. I think this is it's also a branding exercise. This isn't just the name of a football team, it's the name of an organization, and possibly an organization that branches out into other areas, right? Mm-hmm. And from that, I think they don't want to view it just like the football team is perhaps limiting. It's also an odd, as we all know, it's an odd thing to say and write. So I don't think that's where they land, but you're right. If they all of a sudden win, then now how do you go away from that? That could be pretty interesting.
You know, I've met a lot of people who I know are diehard fans. And those same people who come to me now and they use Washington football team, it flows off their tongue like the other name used to flow off their tongue. Because people are starting to get used to it and familiar with it. And I really believe, Ben, as you stated earlier, if they start winning, then all of a sudden people are even more familiar with it. But if you're not winning, then people have that little gripe or reason why to go against something.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, so much of whether anybody wants to admit it or not, obviously there are some people who are just, you know, they're loyalists to the name for whatever the reason. They can't comprehend that it's going to be something other than what it was, and you know, they find it offensive or what have you. But I think a lot of it really is how just frustrating the last 20 years have been. People want to have fun, they want to win, and this has been, you know, by and large, this team has not been close to that consistently over that time. And the name, on some level, is almost just symbolic, a reminder of that even the name is it has been viewed negatively throughout. So, you know, so, changing it is weird, it's different, and who knows, you know, change doesn't automatically mean better. And that's, I think, you know, people just don't like change in all aspects of life. That is part of this.
Stanek, give me the six names you guys came up with in your story.
Well, that would infer that I remember everything, because I'm not looking at my screen and my memory is shot. But among the names we had, Red Hogs was one of them. That was a name that was mentioned both in our alumni panel as well as the fan panel. Ironically, Grant Paulson, who was part of this, was mentioned Red Hogs specifically as a name he
Red
saw.
Hogs or Red Hawks?
Red Hogs.
Red Hogs.
Red
as
Hogs.
In the Joe Jacoby, Russ Grimm.
Sure. Yep.
Hogs. Because that connects to the tradition. And I will say that from the team perspective, they are looking at a traditional name rather than like an expansion-y kind of name like Kraken. So Hogs would sort of be in that vein. I'm not saying that's what they're picking, but just could be in that vein. Rather than Washington football team, football club was mentioned a lot, and also the idea of going from D.C. instead of Washington. So D.C. FC was one of the names.
Wasn't Belters? Did I see Belters?
You did. That was in sort of a nod to, like, among the, you know, since it's tricky to just, you know, politics is obviously our big, what people associate Washington with. That's a tricky, you know, third rail, but traffic, I guess, is something that is we all associate. So,
well, the,
you know,
Beltway, like, I kind of get it. Ben, we got to run. I got the rest of the names. DCFC, Red Hogs, Districts, Belters, Command, and Defiance.
No. Okay.
Thank you for your time, Stanek. We appreciate you, brother.
See you guys. Thanks.
All right. When we return, we're going to go through these names. There's only one that I think is even remotely decent. Mm-hmm. We want your calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's go, Belters.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.